Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Everybody, I'm Karen Dabby here for Alona Europa. I'm very excited to see you all again. Haven't been here since November, but Alona has decided to take the show international. I don't know if you guys knew that. So she's doing her shows from London, and I'm doing a couple shows from here and keeping the LA base going. So it's very exciting. Alona, again, I always say this every show, but people who don't know, Alona and I are really good friends, and I love her dearly, and I miss you. And I'm hoping to see you in LA real soon, because I am not coming to Europe in the winter. It's not going to happen. I know it's super rainy in London, so yeah, maybe in the summer. Anyways, let's get to our show tonight. I'm really excited to have you guys here. BJ Miller, our resident doTERRA essential oils guru, health advocate, coach. You've been here before on the show, and I've had requests for you to come back, so I'm really excited for you to be back here again.
I'm delighted to be back here. Thank you so much, Karen.
I just want to say something first before we start. I full disclosure, I use doTERRA essential oils all the time since I've met BJ about a year and a half ago.
Woohoo!
Love the products. Amazing. BJ will go into that. My voice sounds a little funny because I haven't been as consistent, and I think consistency is key with everything, but with essential oils too. I haven't been consistent in taking my On Guard product, which is a product that helps with not getting sick.
Correct.
I was consistent in October, didn't get sick. I was consistent in November, didn't get sick. December, did not get sick. And then I slacked off.
Oh.
And guess what? A few weeks ago, I got a cough, and it's lingering. So guys, if I start coughing here, I will put on some music and go outside to get my cough on, so nobody here has to listen to me coughing. So just a little bit of disclosure. Thank you, BJ, for being here. And why don't you introduce yourself a little bit before we get to Monica?
Just a short intro. Okay, so I'm a doTERRA wellness advocate, health coach, and health educator. And just to follow up on what you said about the On Guard, On Guard Protective Blend is actually the reason I haven't had a cold or flu since the spring of 2014. We have it diffusing right now. It's a mixture of wild orange, cinnamon, clove, eucalyptus, and rosemary. And you can take it internally, you can put it on topically, and you can diffuse it. So I'm
And I have my On Guard cough drops.
Yes,
so
I'm
ready to.
There you go.
So if I don't take it when I get on a plane, I'll get sick.
Yeah.
After the, because you know, airplanes are basically tubes of germs.
Yep.
That we're stuck in for hours.
Yeah.
And anyway, I just. This is what I've been doing since 2014. It's a big passion for me, and I'm happy to be sharing the news on your show.
Thank you. And, you know, I totally believe in that. And I was, I guess, a little stupid and slacked off and hadn't been. I was taking a pill or two in the morning and a pill or two in the evening, especially when I knew I'm going to be around a lot of people. And just, I don't know what happened. You know, you get out of a routine, and I got out of the routine and got sick a couple of weeks ago, and just a lingering cough right now. And I'm sure a lot of you out there are having that lingering cough because I hear it all over the place.
Season is upon us.
That dry, lingering cough can be helped by a combination of doTERRA's ginger essential oil and lemon essential oil, by the way.
So I mix that in water in a glass cup, right? Not in plastic.
Yeah, never in plastic because the essential oils will leach away at the plastic. So you only want to ingest them in a stainless steel or glass.
Okay, stainless steel or glass. That's okay. Fantastic. Too. Yeah. Okay, great, because I think I have both of those oils at home.
Yeah. And now you've learned your lesson, right?
So learned my lesson till the next time.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
It's like giving birth. It hurts, it hurts, it hurts, and then you forget, and then you do it all over again.
They do say that pain has no memory.
Yeah, that is exactly. True. That is true.
Thank you, BJ, again for being here. Our second guest is Monica Mason.
Hello.
Monica is a coach.
Adulting coach.
That's a new term that I've started to hear more and more.
Right.
And you'll get into it with us what that means.
Exactly.
Adulting coach. And you also wrote a book, Staying Safe in College.
That's right. Here it is.
You got the
cover.
Book.
Oh,
fantastic. Fantastic.
The book launches on the 30th.
So oh, fantastic. So I'm very... 30th of this month.
Yes.
Very...
30th, Amazon.
Very great. So explain to us. What is an adulting coach?
What is an adulting coach? The mystery. Well, for the millennials out there, they know what adulting is. But adulting is doing adult things. I help adults be adults. Young adults be adults. I also focus with teens. So it's learning those real life skills, things like financial literacy, so you know how your student loan's being compounded and you don't get into trouble with interest rates and such. Things like cooking. Etiquette, business etiquette. A lot of the business people graduating from college are out there in the workforce, and they're finding out, the employers are finding out, their soft skills aren't so great, you know, of how you're dealing
soft with... skills, what does that mean?
Okay, so your soft skills are a lot of times communication skills.
Okay.
So not everything can be text and emailed in the real world.
Really?
No. Oh, yeah.
That's news to me.
Isn't that interesting?
That is interesting.
Some of that stuff you don't want in an email. So it's just kind of those influencing skills and communication skills that have kind of... gone to the wayside due to technology. And I'm not a hater of technology, of texting and email and such, but it has hurt young people's ability in some ways of communicating effectively, which also ties into the whole thing with staying safe in college. The book I wrote as an assault survivor, which so much of that hinges on communication. So
how did you get into this such a specific field? So what prompted it?
Well, I worked in the entertainment business for 25 plus years. DJ and I worked in
toast to that.
Yes, there we go. And we both worked in the business.
Left out.
That's all right. But I think we both worked in the business affairs side, the legal side of it. And I had interns, and I mentored even other colleagues that I worked with. But people would come to me and go, oh, you know, my boss wants me to go do blah, blah, blah. What do I do? And I just found myself coaching then. And I also worked at a couple of elementary schools in LA Unified Schools in Los Angeles, mentoring and tutoring kids. And I just love empowering young people, especially women and people who are marginalized, you know, whether they have disabilities or such. So it has been kind of a passion play for me. And I think as you get older, you really want purpose in your life. And I'm not saying I didn't have fun working in entertainment, but there's only so much of how much I'm really helping the world. So as in BJ with doTERRA, which is an awesome product, I want to do the same for young people and empower them. Because I feel like it's a tough time. Coming out of school, you have a lot of debt, a lot of stress. There's a lot more anxiety with younger people. And honestly, part of it is, you know, as parents, we tend to do probably too much for our kids so they don't build the resiliency. And our society's kind of gotten into this mode of like, oh, you shouldn't fail. Failure is the worst thing possible.
Yeah, but it's not, because you learn from failure.
Exactly.
You don't learn necessarily from success. Every lesson that I've had in my life is from things that I didn't succeed at, then I tried again and
exactly.
and got it right or didn't get it right again and learned from that and grew from
And there
from
really
that.
Are no failures. There's just lessons. Unless you do the same thing exactly the same way, the same time, expecting a different outcome, which, as Einstein would say, would be insanity. You know? So, I mean, where would we be with the Elon Musk of the world, the Alexander Graham Bells, you know, Edison, if they just gave up after four tries, well, that darn light bulb's not going to work, you know, I'm done. So we've really got to change that mindset. And what happens is when you're afraid to do anything, you don't really put yourself out there. Yeah. And it really shuts down creativity and creates this anxiety in which we go to doTERRA for help.
Which we'll discuss in a minute.
Absolutely. That, you know, it's unwarranted. And there's so much pressure on these kids right now. I mean, you know, especially if you're going off to college and you're spending serious amounts of money. I mean, my daughter's at a great school, but it's not cheap.
Right.
So then you get out of school and you've got all this debt and you don't really know how to manage all of that. And it just feeds into a lot of different things. So I felt that there was a need to go out there and address this issue. And it's funny because it is now, a couple years ago, I was talking to people about it and they're like, well, what the heck is adulting? And now I have people calling me, oh, they're teaching a class at UC Berkeley on adulting, and it's popping up more and more. And honestly, when I was a kid, they had something called home ec.
Yeah.
Where we learned how to cook and all sorts of, so, you know, it was a bit, it will sound very sexist, but there were definitely skills there.
Yeah, but skills that women need to learn, men need to learn. It doesn't matter if you're...
Right. It's gender neutral, as far as I'm concerned.
I still don't know how to cook. I don't. I know how to take frozen vegetables, put them in a pan.
Or dial Uber Eats.
But that's a chosen art form, not cooking, so that you don't have to, right?
Yeah, kind of, yes. I mean,
I never looked at it that way, but okay, there you go.
I love eating.
My mom always said never learn how to type because in her generation, you know, then you'll never have to be a secretary. So.
Interesting.
Oh, that's interesting.
Well, for us, when we grew up, my mom was such a great cook and she always provided for us and I never felt the need to. We did have a home ec, what's
class.
It called? Home ec.
Home class. Economics.
Yeah, we did have that. And I remember learning a few things. I think I still have the recipes from those things, but I don't think I've ever made them since I was a teenager.
Well, talk about failure. I over-challenged myself and did a pleated skirt for my first, all the way around.
Oh, my gosh.
That's tough. First
job, and I never went
back. That'll take care of that. That'll definitely take care of that. But, you know, it's a funny thing for me. I happen to love cooking, but part of it is because I know what's going in my food.
Right.
Which is back to, you know, having things that are pure and not that everything, you know, is pure. I mean, hey, my share of nachos and such, but having that skill is helpful. And when you're looking about, you know, living on a budget, and which is part of financial literacy, living within your means, you know, you can't order Uber Eats every night. You got to, you know, cooking and making stuff at home for yourself and throughout the week is going to save you quite a bit of money. So I deal with things like that, how to save money, how to calculate what things are costing. You know, we talk about taxes. We talk about, oh, gosh, even dating etiquette and also consent as far as relationships and partying and going off to college and being safe.
So you mentioned that you were a victim of an assault when you were younger.
Mm-hmm.
Is that how this book got started?
You know, me, like many others, including my family, probably doesn't know this, but I was assaulted in a restaurant by somebody who owned the restaurant, and I didn't tell anyone.
How old were you?
I was 19.
Wow, really 19. Young.
Yeah, young. So, and I'm not alone in that. I'm not proud of it that I didn't say anything because later I found out this person assaulted other people.
They usually do. It's never one off.
Exactly.
As we learn this day and age.
But most, you know, victims of assault do not report, and especially on college campuses. Often because they are slut shamed or they aren't believed, and the schools, honestly, they're about protecting their brand.
Oh, yeah.
So there are things in place, Title IX, which is, you know, Title IX was originally more focused probably on having equal, you know, access to sports and things on campuses.
Okay.
But any school that gets federal funding has to abide by Title IX rules. Okay. So that also means equal access to education. So okay. if you're being assaulted, you're not really having equal access. But right. needless to say, more times than not, victims end up leaving. And the numbers are staggering. You have more than 11% of people will experience assault before they finish, during their college years.
When you say 11%, are you talking just women or women and men?
Women, LGBTQ.
LGBTQ.
Yeah, and their numbers big. Are almost as much as women. It's wow. like 1 in 4. You'll have 1 in 4, 1 in 5. And for males, it's like 1 in 15. But it does happen.
Wow.
And it doesn't mean that you're, assault can be, someone's grabbing, I'm going to not say the word. What's
this
really
is talk radio? You can say whatever you want.
Okay, all right. I'm grabbing some pussy. There we go. So, because that falls under assault, it's unwanted touching. But the thing that's really scary and why I'm really encouraging parents, especially of teens going off to school, is that they're during the red zone, which is when most assaults happen, which is the time in which your child shows up on campus to the Thanksgiving break or fall break, whatever they want to call it,
okay.
that's when most of the assaults happen.
Interesting. Wow.
And incoming freshmen are targeted because they're new, they don't know, they're elder classmen who look at it as a conquest.
Interesting.
So, and if you're not, drinking's going to happen on campuses, but if you're not used to drinking, and I'm not advocating that if you're in high school, you should go drink so you'll be ready to drink when you go to college, because that's not what this is about. But if you're not used to drinking, the alcohol
affects you
much more. And so there's certain things you just, you never take someone hands you a red cup. Open container, don't drink that. If you suspect something's in your drink, just dump it out, make a reason for it to, spill whatever.
Always be with somebody, yeah. right?
Right,
The buddy system.
Exactly. You need to have someone looking out for you. And it's amazing what lengths people will go through to, drug someone. And you don't have to, honestly, the number one date rape drug is really alcohol.
Interesting.
It's really alcohol. And this, saying...
Alcohol also lifts the inhibitions. So if the man is drinking and the woman is drinking, and then there's all the inhibitions are gone.
Exactly.
Things tend to happen, especially with young people who are experimenting, finding their sexuality and things like that.
Exactly. And the thing with consent is consent can be withdrawn at any point in time. So you might be feeling it and then you're like, oh, no, I'm not comfortable with that. I want to stop. That means it needs to stop then.
Right.
So we're back
to... But you have to vocalize it, right?
Exactly. So now we're back to the communication thing. And so I understand, and there's probably mothers of son or, males listening to this and going, oh, my God, I'm mortified to even, put my arm around a girl. What do I do? And I would say is if you want to avoid the assault allegations, is talk. Just say, hey, is it okay if I, kiss you? Is it okay if I... if we do this, does this feel right? Do you like that? That's kind of not sexy, but I find it very...
I wanted to play here devil's advocate and say, are we taking it maybe too far to removing the romance from things?
I have been on dates where, guys says, can I kiss you? And I like that, At first, it's different when you've been dating someone for a while.
It's
a sign of respect.
Yeah.
It's a sign of respect.
I like that.
Well,
okay.
Even in the world of essential oils, I basically have to say, is it okay if I put a drop of oil on you? It wouldn't be appropriate for me to just all of a sudden.
That is true.
Essential oil.
Let me throw this oil on you.
But you can throw oils on me any day of the week because I like them.
So I think that whole permission-based touching.
Yeah. I know. Even when you did the diffuser today, you asked us if it's okay that you put wild orange.
Oh, sure.
And you have people with allergies and this and, sex.
Right.
So I caught on that and I thought that was really nice. And so it's things like that. But the bottom line is assault is rampant on campuses. And you have stories, too.
It's happening in high schools too now, right?
It is
a lot more than it used to. Because I hear a lot of news stories the last couple of years, especially. I don't know if they're reporting it more or it's happening more. Where I'm hearing the
I think it's been there, but I don't know too, because the drinking is now this, you know, it's not just a little drinking. It's like, let me get, you know, messed up. And then you have, you know, you have a blackout drunk.
Yeah.
Which I was at the gym working out, talking to somebody, and I had had a blackout drunk kick my mirror out in the middle of Wilshire Boulevard one night, and I had never experienced that. And he didn't remember any of it.
Yeah.
Any of it.
When I first moved to the U.S., I was a student at UNLV, and my second year there, I got a job teaching undergrad students health across the lifespan. And I remember one of the lessons was on alcohol, and I had them write some stuff about alcoholism, and I cannot tell you how many students wrote that they get stupid drunk, especially over the weekend. But some of them were telling me, they were forthcoming with their teacher, telling me how much they drink. And it was really shocking to me to hear that. And
I mean, I don't know. There's a couple things at play here. I think some of it is the stress and anxiety, which there are much healthier ways to deal with that. Trust me. Quite a, you know, few.
And we can talk about that.
Exactly. Exactly. Because I want to hear about that, too. And then there's just, you know, they think that that's what you're supposed to do. But, you know, I think you've really got to think about, and this is where the coaching comes in, is like, why are you at college? Are you at college to party your ass off? And
some people are.
Kind of, you know, wander through, you know, your degree? Or are you there to learn and grow and build something? And, you know, it's fine to drink, but when you're getting blotto drunk where you don't remember what you did, including maybe assault someone, then that's wrong. And and you're putting so much at risk, because that happens.
Your entire future.
Yes, exactly. Was it really worth it? I mean, so, but
especially
I don't.
Especially if you don't remember it.
Exactly.
The blackout drunk. I don't think I've ever blacked out in my entire life.
No, I've never. I mean, I can't even understand the appeal of that. Yeah. And it is weird, because I mean, this guy that I kicked my mirror out when I talked to him on Monday, someone told him what happened, and he had to call me to pay for my mirror. And he says I was told I did something, and he did not remember any of it.
Oh.
And that was my first experience with a blackout drunk.
Wow.
And I actually have a fear of that. You know, I just wouldn't want to not know.
Yeah,
what I had
exactly.
Done. That would be,
exactly.
That loss of control is very unsettling.
It is. And then, you know, what happens too is, and what I think needs to be said, is, you know, there's kind of this feeling of like, you know, yes, my book is about avoiding assaults. And I'm talking physical assaults too, and stalking, which is on the rise because social media makes it so easy to do it.
Yeah.
And putting the onus on the potential victim. But I'm pragmatic too. You know, I'm like, yeah, you can wear whatever you want to wear, but just be ready for, you know, what might come on that, and that you need, you're going to be able to handle that. But on the other hand is, you know, what happens too. And I was speaking with another coach, and she had been assaulted, and she had been drinking, and she walked home with somebody and with her roommate. And this guy said, oh, can I just crash on your sofa? And she went in her room, shut the door, and her roommate in her room. And at some point she got up to go to the restroom. And when she came back, the guy was in her room and he raped her. Uh-huh. And she felt like, I was drinking, so what am I to say? Which is not right.
No, it's absolutely not right.
And so it's, but, you know, she didn't report it.
So, Monica, so do you teach in schools? How do people contact you? What can they expect with a coaching session? How does that work?
Okay. So I do workshops, and I'm also a speaker at colleges. And I do workshops, and I do private coaching. And right now I'm offering to listeners of your show a free one-hour coaching session.
Amazing.
Yes.
Wow. So, did you guys hear that?
Coaching session, which will also entail an assessment. And this is more focused towards adulting skills. So you'll do an assessment and figure out.
So is this for the parents to do with their kids, or is this for the college kids? Who is the target for this?
Yeah, I mean, getting the I love to deal with work with teenagers like that are still before they've gone off to college. That's a little harder to reach them, so I'm gonna, you know, I'm reaching out to the parents. If you think your child maybe is not quite, you know, prepared in some of these ways, for whatever reason, you should give me a call. So
would that be one-on-one, or would it be a group session?
I do one-on-ones. Okay. And I'm happy to work with parents because some of that is, you know, you've got to say, no, you've got to let them fail or at least deal with the consequences. Actions have consequences. My daughter's probably going, oh, Mom, you said that so many times.
But it's true. It's absolutely true. So how can people reach you?
Sure. I'm at askmonicamason.com.
Can you spell that? Ask?
A-S-K-M-O-N-I-C-A. MASON.com.
Okay.
And if you go to askmonicamason.com /special-offer/, and type in the code LA Talk Radio and register for a 1-hour session. And I'd love to, you know, talk with you. And just if you have concerns, you know,
we will post that link.
No obligations.
We will also post that link on, when I post the show.
Perfect.
So send me that link, okay?
I will, absolutely.
And we'll post that so you guys have that.
Yeah, and one other quick thing I want to say, which is going to dovetail into what BJ is going to talk about. One of the other things I really believe in is mindfulness and creating an environment that is calming, that doesn't make you feel compelled to do illicit drugs and massive drink copious amounts of alcohol.
Yeah.
Mindfulness is a really awesome way, whether it's doing meditation, taking walks, but there's different techniques
you
can do.
There's so much peer pressure on these young adults these days. Mm-hmm. I think a lot more. I mean, we had peer pressure too, but yeah. I think now with social media, it is so much more difficult for them, I think, to cope with these
things. Well, they're seeing social media and people are posting all the good stuff.
You don't see the
bad
stuff.
And that's not their real life. And they call this the loneliest generation, which is
that's really sad.
It's very sad. So anyway, check me out. Check it out.
AskMonicaMason.com.
Right.
Fantastic. And the book is coming out?
January 30th.
Where will it be available?
Available on Amazon.
On Amazon?
Yeah.
Fantastic. And the name of the book?
Staying Safe in College, Practical Tips to Avoid Sexual Assault, Physical Assault, and Stalking.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Monica, thank you for just giving us all this information.
Oh, my pleasure.
The reason I also have BJ here today is because I think it goes hand in hand. Like you said, the mindfulness is a good segue to the essential oils, which I've already said I think that I love. Mm-hmm. There's a new essential oil that came out a few months ago.
Yes.
Which is one of my favorites, Adaptive. I knew you knew what I was talking about.
Right here.
You have it here? but before we get into that, BJ, you've been all on the show before, but for people who haven't heard, tell us what is essential oils.
Okay. So essential oils come from flowers, trees, bark. They come from plants. They're 100% natural. And it's a medicine that goes back to ancient Egypt. It's been practiced for 3,000 years.
Wow.
And doctors in Germany actually learned this not only in medical school, but they prescribe essential oils in Germany. Doctors in France learned this in medical school.
Mm. Really?
Yeah. So we're a little bit behind.
Yeah.
But
we're catching up.
We're catching up. And the wonderful thing about them is that they only have positive side effects. Actually, let me say, they're very concentrated. So they're 50 to 70 times more potent than herbs. So the one thing that could go wrong is it'll hurt if you get it in your eye. And doTERRA makes this fractionated coconut oil. And what you do is if you get it in your eye, you rub it on your cheekbone, and it will draw out the oil.
I've done that before.
There's over 60 different oils, and about 12 of them actually work like cats, dogs, and horses.
Uh-huh.
And if they get it in their eye, or you get it in their eye, because of the fur, you would actually flush it with milk. But other than that, you know, you can take them in three different ways. Right here we have a diffuser going. And what happens is when you breathe in the oils, they actually go, I don't know if you can see
Hold
this.
It up really
If you can see this, but they actually go right into the limbic brain.
So
it's one of the most effective ways to use an essential oil. And the difference is with doTERRA, you have oils that are certified pure therapeutic grade. So if you, I won't name a name of any stores. If you walked into a store, got a lavender, and it said therapeutic grade, all that means is it went through a test called gas chromatography. If they find one drop of lavender essential oil in there, it passes it.
Oh, wow.
So I'm not saying they all are, but the possibility exists that the entire rest of the bottle is full of additives, fillers, and preservatives. doTERRA's oils go through 8 levels of testing 3 times before they're bottled, and one of them is called mass spectrometry. So they know 100% what's in the bottles, and each bottle has a serial number, and you can jump onto source2u.com and see that batch's
testing. Oh, I didn't even know that. Yeah. Wow. Okay.
And the thing is, it's an unregulated field.
Yeah.
So the fact that you can see that batch's testing results is phenomenal, and it sets doTERRA's oils in it. They're like in their own class.
Right.
So I'm not going to name their name, but the most sought after medical research institution in the country, they are using these oils.
So a lot of people, I wouldn't say a lot of people, but some people still view this as, I don't know, witchcraft, not true. So what would you say to those people?
Well, I would say that the plants and trees and bark were put on this planet before we were, and they actually have a more highly developed immune system than we do.
Mm.
So when we use them, it's almost as if they have a higher level of intelligence than we do.
Mm.
I'll give you one story. My mother is up there in age, and she was supposed to attend a dinner, and her energy was flagging. So doTERRA makes these peppermint beadlets. It's like a third of a drop that you can pop in your mouth for a couple of their oils. And I said, Mom, why don't you take a peppermint beadlet? Because peppermint lifts up your energy. And she had not been able to taste for years. So the minute she bit the peppermint beadlet, which she didn't tell me till later, but she said she felt it running around in her brain.
Oh, wow.
And by the time she got to dinner, not only was her energy up, but she could taste again.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
So, every person's body is different. Right. Every person's going to have their own reaction. But it's like you either apply them topically, take them internally, the ones that you can. You can't take all of them. But if they say supplement facts on the bottle, you can take it internally.
Right.
Or diffuse them. They got to work.
Can you diffuse the peppermint?
Yes.
You can diffuse.
You can diffuse every oil but Deep Blue.
You can diffuse everything but Deep Blue.
Yeah,
okay.
It has menthol in it.
Okay.
So it would burn your eyes probably.
That's just for topical use.
Okay.
And so they start repairing things, and you may be using it for some, you may think you're using it for one thing and find out other things turn out to be improved.
Right. So I have a little diffuser in my car.
Sure.
So I just now also diffuse the essential oils in my car, and I love it. It's just when you're sitting in traffic in L.A.,
it's a
good way.
Because I can't meditate my eyes shut.
It's a good way to
keep. You can take a cotton ball and put a drop of oil on it, stick it into your ventilator.
Right, right.
But
the
organic cotton ball, right?
Yeah.
Like, organic cotton ball.
But the diffuser in the car is, as long as I don't diffuse Serenity, which is it's I love it. It's great. I've been traveling with my cat, so I haven't been diffusing as much. If my cat is with me, I'm training my cat to become a service animal. And I might bring him to the next show, you guys.
Yeah,
so we'll see how he does.
Yeah, so with the cat, you always want to have the door open.
Right.
So
that's why I don't do it.
You're diffusing.
Right.
So that they can choose to leave the room.
So at home, I do. And if they want to be near me, they can. They don't like the wild orange. I know that.
Mm-hmm.
As much, but in the car when he's with me, I don't I don't diffuse because I can't
because
he can't
escape.
Exactly because he can't escape.
Right.
Not from the window going.
Yeah. Well, I put him in his carrier and I put the seatbelt on. So the poor kid.
This might be something great for students who are feeling stressed around finals.
Absolutely. First of all, in my day and age, you could burn candles in your dorm.
Oh, that's right.
Which they can't do.
Yeah, you don't know because fires.
Having a diffuser, and doTERRA has 6 different models. Is phenomenal for them. Right. They can get the scent and the, you know, experience. And also, it's with doTERRA's level of medicinal grade oils, they're actually healing is going on.
Right.
And there's oils, there's an Intune Focus blend that helps with when you're
studying. I need some of that. I definitely need some of that.
And this Karen had mentioned this new oil that came out. It just came out in here, you guys might want to smell it. It's called Adaptive Calming Blend.
The smell of this oil is unreal. The smell of it just...
Well, the roll-on, I don't know why, it calls to me to put it around my ears, and then I go under my nose, and then I go on my neck, my wrists, my elbows.
That is amazing, you guys.
And this helps it for calming.
Yeah.
And it's also counteracts anxiety.
Right. And it comes in a pill form.
Yes. And then, now,
so are there young kids using this maybe who are experiencing ADD and such? Or?
Yeah. Well, also there's this amazing kids kit. So it depends the age of the child. But this is...
Oh, my God. That is so cute. Look at that.
This is diluted fractionated coconut oil. So, yes, absolutely okay.
So you wouldn't put the oil itself without the fractionated coconut oil?
There's a dilution chart that I give to people I'm working with, and it has columns, and it lets you know each oil is different. So something like thyme is very intense, or oregano, or cinnamon. Those might be hot oils. And it has.
And you can use them for cooking, right, those?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Thyme, oregano, what was the third one I said?
Cinnamon.
Yes, all of those can be used for cooking. So, but you want to maybe just take your toothpick and dip it in, and then dip it into the recipe, or you're talking less is more, or you're going to overwhelm your recipe.
Right.
But there's a chart that says for pregnant women or children or adults with sensitive skin or adults who do not have sensitive skin, some oils like frankincense, lavender can be used across the board, all categories. Something like thyme is probably going to have to be diluted.
Interesting.
So these are great.
Is that why we fall asleep after having the turkey with the tryptophan and the thyme? And, you know,
I think it's more that L-tryptophan. Well, unless you use a lot of thyme.
Thyme, I do.
So what does that?
So there's a rescuer soothing blend. This is my favorite. It's called Brave Courage Blend.
Oh, wow.
I should have put some on before I came on the show tonight. Steady Grounding Blend.
And you can mix and match the oils.
Calmer Restful Blend.
So it says apply to desired area. Is that, where would the desired area be for best use?
Thinker Focus Blend, Stronger Protective Blend. And they come with these little flashcards. So which one are you looking at right now?
So I would think that a lot of them, because I've seen a lot of them, you put like on the bottom, the soles of your feet, because that absorbs in, right?
For a child with the On Guard, you would want to, they sell it in a diluted roll-on, and you could put it on the bottoms of the feet. This Thinker, Rescuer, actually, there's one that's not in here right now.
Wow.
It's a Tummy Tamer blend with spearmint in it, and you can rub it on their belly. And you can even use it on a newborn baby with colic.
Oh, wow. I wish you guys could smell the smells of these. Not only do they work on your emotions, on your physicality, they smell just amazing. And just the smell of it is so uplifting and amazing. I have not smelled the Brave until now.
Isn't it amazing?
It's amazing, yeah.
And it
helps. I'm going to add it to my order next time.
There you go.
We've been talking about emotional issues.
Yeah.
And I do think, I'm just going to come out and say that I tried to kill myself in my 20s. I obviously failed miserably.
Good.
But I...
Not that you tried, that you failed.
We're very happy.
With the skirt.
Yeah, there you go.
Had I been brought up with something like this in the house that teaches you self-love, it teaches you, you know, what do you feel you need today? You can pick one, put it on your backpack, take to school, come home, you take another one. I honestly think this is a big healing possibility for families. Plus this new adaptive blend.
Yeah, the adaptive blend is really unique. And this what do you have in here? I can't see.
Well, I just wanted to say one other thing. These two oils have copaiba in them, which are better than CBD for five reasons. I don't know if I want to get into this.
Go ahead. Yeah.
So these come from the Brazilian, that copaiba comes from the Brazilian Amazonian rainforest. And it also comes in a straight oil. If you want to smell that, it's very mild. And it also, these are copaiba soft gels.
I have both.
Yeah, so these counteract, they do exactly what CBD does. Counteracts acne, it counteracts anxiety, inflammation, muscle and joint aches and pains, helps you sleep.
Wow.
And doTERRA is not cutting down any trees. This is tapped like maple syrup. And it's chemically more effective than CBD. It's less expensive. A bottle this size is $35 wholesale. From a reputable CBD dealer, that would be $120. It's legal in all 50 states. Because it goes through doTERRA's purification process, there's no additives, fillers, and preservatives. And because it's not from hemp, it has zero THC. Hemp CBD always has 1-3% THC. If you want your brain affected, stick with the CBD. Some people don't want their brain affected, so the copaiba. So with that in the blend here, and then the capsules have GABA in them.
What's GABA?
So GABA, that I'm actually going to have to read. But they both affect the brain, and so if you use the capsule in different ways, if you use the oil and the capsule, I mean, you're counteracting ADHD,
depression,
anxiety.
So how quickly do people experience the benefits? Is it immediate? Does it take time? Is it individualized?
They say, yes, every person's body is distinct, is different, but they would say that an oil would take effect in up to 20 minutes on average. But some people feel it right away. I met a woman when I was in the film business, a woman in film executive cocktail party, and she was head of a talent and management agency. I'm talking to her, and all of a sudden she goes, "Oh, my head." And I said, "What's going on?" She said, "I've had a migraine for so many years, I can't remember not having one."
I just
started experimenting with them. Mm-hmm. So I said to her, "I have something in the trunk of my car that might help you. Do you want me to get it?" She said, "Sure." So there's something called a past tense tension blend. It was called the headache relief blend at that time. And I brought it, and she rolled it on her temples, the back of her neck. And we're talking, 1 to 3 minutes later, she looks at me and she goes, "Oh my God, it's gone."
Wow.
So again, this is not going to happen for every person. That's her reaction.
Right.
But that was just minutes.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Wow. So I have a question for you. Yeah. So there's no preservatives. So how long do they last? Because I noticed the bottles are special caps and...
Yeah, so when King Tutankhamun's tomb was broken into twice, the first time they left all the gold and the jewelry and took, there were alabaster jars filled with essential oils, and they left the jars but took the essential oils.
So oh my gosh, that's
more
wild.
Precious than anything in there, and they were still viable.
Oh,
because they were in the right kind of storage, dark, cool. Right, the lids have been kept on, they say, which always makes me giggle, that the citrus oils, if you want them to last longer than 10 years, you should refrigerate them.
Okay, then.
If
you have a bottle for 10 years, you're obviously not doing what you need to do with essential oils.
So, because of the FDA, doTERRA does put dates on here, but they just keep on trucking.
So I have a great experience with doTERRA. This is more of a outside kind of thing. So about a year and a half ago, I got samples of some products, a hair shampoo from a very well-known company that shall remain nameless on this show. So I was like excited to use it because I've heard about this company. I've known people who've used the shampoo for this company. And very excited to use it. I started using the shampoo. And lo and behold, my hair started falling out.
Oh my gosh.
I lost about a third of my hair. Now, I used the product for about 2 weeks. not realizing that that's what's causing my hair. You know, you have times where you have more shedding of your hair, but my hair was falling out in clumps. Oh, I mean, wow. clumps. I still have. I mean, it was breaking. It was falling out. I mean, craziness. And you guys who have seen me here on the show have always seen me with my hair up. I mean, maybe have come my hair down once or twice. And then a few months ago, I started using doTERRA shampoo and conditioner. Not just oils. I mean, they have the oils in the shampoo and the conditioner. They have beauty products as well. And I started using the product, and my hair is starting to heal again. And the split ends are starting to disappear. And my hair is starting to get shinier and shinier the more I use the product. So I know it's just amazing to have my hair coming back to after literally I lost a third of my hair.
Oh my gosh.
And it just split off. So doTERRA is just an amazing company and an amazing product.
Yeah, you can actually lead a whole doTERRA lifestyle, wellness lifestyle.
Yeah.
And they have, I mean, this On Guard oil, they make toothpaste.
Oh, I use the toothpaste too. Laundry detergent, cleaners.
State-of-the-art supplements. Yeah. It's really an entire lifestyle.
It is. Do you use
but
everything?
You have to be consistent with it, Karen.
I don't think she's going to miss it now.
I am not missing, which reminds me that I need to put in an order for my On Guard capsules, because my husband, who was taking them consistently, guess what? He did not get sick.
There you go.
Just me.
Yeah.
So I can share with anyone who wants a consultation. There's a recipe called the Flu Bomb, which has different oils in it. And also, Karen keeps mentioning the On Guard Plus soft gels. Those have the regular On Guard formula, which is wild orange, cinnamon, clove, eucalyptus, and rosemary, plus three additional oils, oregano, black pepper, and melissa. So that makes it doTERRA's strongest immune support.
Right. That's seriously my favorite. One of my favorite. I mean, I love the entire line. I'm really appreciative of you, BJ, for introducing us to it, because it is absolutely a life-changing product.
Right.
Products.
There you go.
Plural. So thank you for that. BJ, how can people experience... Oh, first of all, before I forget, you have an offer for our listeners, right?
I do have an offer. So my passion is to help people and their cats, dogs, and horses, if they so want help.
Let me go ask my horse.
To find the products that really will help you up-level your health. I am also a breast cancer thriver, and my mission is to help people avoid what I went through, or should they need to be going through treatment, help them mitigate the side effects. I've gotten the oils into UCLA Hospital in a boutique there that services women going through cancer treatment to help them with the side effects. And so
that's awesome.
I will, if you contact me at bjmanifest@gmail.com, I'll even give you my phone number. You can text or call 323-209-8130. I will give you an in-depth personal consultation. And at the end of it, you'll get to pick from a goodie bag of oils a free product. So... Love to help you and your family.
And it's super helpful. Can you spell the URL for us, please?
My website?
Yes.
mydoterra.com/BJ Miller. But you won't be able to, it's better to talk to me directly.
Okay. So we will
email.
Post all that information sure. on the Axon on LA Talk Radio, my Facebook page, so you guys can have access to both BJ and Monica's information, so you can contact them. So
great.
That'll be amazing. Last thoughts, Monica, do you want to?
I just want to say it was great meeting your audience here and interviewing, guesting with BJ. And I would just say, you know, value yourselves enough to take action to keep yourself safe in college. You don't have to spend a lot of money to do it. I'm not asking you to sign up for some massive, 12-month martial arts course. There are simple things you can do to stay safe. And why deal with all the extra anxiety of, like, I hate adulting, which is what I hear all the time. It doesn't have to be painful. It really can be awesome. And then if you use doTERRA products with it, so much of the stress and anxiety about it will go away, too.
Thank you so much, Monica. Thank you, BJ, for being here. I had an amazing time with you guys. I hope our audience got a lot of really useful information, and I hope we get to hear from you. So signing off for tonight, and see you next time.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Okay, cool.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.